With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Years after a summer of practically no camps, the institution is continuing its comeback. And according to a study from the Christian Camp and Conference Association, the figures have caught up with and even exceeded pre-COVID numbers. In terms of enrollment, there were more camps at or near capacity in 2022 than in 2019. The number of camps reaching 90% to 99% capacity was also slightly higher in 2022 than in 2019. 35% of camps in 2019 were at 75% to 89% capacity. That's higher than the 29% of camps reporting such in 2021. The University of Alabama at Birmingham Healthcare System announced that it was pausing all in vitro fertilization fertility treatments. This pause is due to the perceived fear of prosecution and lawsuits in light of the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling in mid-February, stating that human beings in the embryonic stage have the same legal rights and protections as children who are born. In an explainer piece at Baptist Press, ethicist Jason Thacker stresses that believers must remember that it is vital to note in these conversations about the ethics of IVF that all children conceived through this technology are not only made in the image of God, but should also be seen as good gifts from God. How a child is conceived does not change that fundamental truth, he writes. Further, the desire for children is a moral good as designed by God, rooted into the fabric of the created order. He says infertility is a widespread reality affecting 1 in 6 couples today and is a sad reminder of the devastating effects of the fall. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. Writing in the Baptist Press Toolbox, Malcolm Yarnell asks, how did God convey his word to the prophets and apostles such that we can trust it today? He says different theories of inspiration have been offered, but conservative evangelicals turn to the work of the Holy Spirit as divine author. He says the human author, moreover, remains fully involved in the process of writing as a particular human being with distinct experiences shaped by the definite context using their own personal expression. But due to the supervising authority of the Holy Spirit, the writings retain the quality of their inspiration. You can read that full piece at our website, baptistpress.com. Learn how to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails while you're there.